it's a very difficult budget year. They had promised previously significant raises to firefighters, police, the labor unions, and also they were trying to give raises to about 1,000 people in the management and hourly ranks who have not had raises for several years. All of those raises combined would total about $18 million, and they are not seeing revenues increase by anywhere near that level. In fact, revenues are projected to be, or tax revenues are projected to be down slightly from the current year. So they are really struggling with how to provide the employees with raises and yet meet all the other obligations and fit it all within limited revenues.
Was there hope that we'd be coming out of the recession this year and this would be the year they'd be able to start giving those raises again?
Definitely. I think that was the expectation, was that the economy would be rebounding and there would be new growth and new revenues coming in that would accommodate the raises. And in fact, some of the council members in this workshop I was just in were expressing frustration that when they awarded these raises last year, they sort of did them independently of any budget discussions. And they were saying that going forward, they don't ever want to do that again. If they have negotiations with their labor unions, they want to tie future raises in some way to actual revenue growth. And so as we speak, the city manager's office and some lawyers and the firefighters union are in new negotiations to see if they can come to a new wage deal that would alleviate the need otherwise to lay off more than 100 firefighters.
And overall, how has this year's budget process, sort of under Mayor Sly James and City Manager Troy Schulte, compared to past years that you've been covering City Hall?
Well, in some respects, it's been less adversarial. When Mark Funkhauser was the mayor, he frequently tried to make cuts in things like the city's allocation to the stadiums to free up money for the police department. And other council members just didn't agree with those recommendations of the mayor. They felt like the city had an obligation to provide funding for the stadiums, a long-standing gentleman's agreement to provide those that increase. And so frequently there was a disagreement on the council between the mayor and other council members. That hasn't been so much a factor this year, and I think generally people feel that the city manager made good recommendations in a tough budget. It's just that the frustration is, how do you grant raises that they want to make for the employees? They really don't want the employees to have a third year without any raises. And some of those raises have already taken effect, i.e. with the firefighters. How do you do that with very limited revenue growth?
When the mayor laid out a pretty ambitious budget proposal, including this idea of investing $1 billion in infrastructure over the next 10 years, was that a surprise?
I think it was a surprise. And to be honest, there has not been a lot of discussion about that particular recommendation. That was sort of more a long-term, far-reaching vision that the mayor has. He was not so much commenting on this current year budget that's being debated. He was trying to lay out a long-term vision. I think the council agrees with the mayor that this city has huge infrastructure problems, enormous deferred maintenance problems that they need to start addressing, and possibly a way to do that is to issue $1 billion in general obligation bonds and pay for that over time with property tax increases. But those are tough decisions, and they've been kind of overshadowed by this immediate problem of what do you do about the fire department.
And at the same time, the budget still includes this $7.6 million cut to the fire department, which
right.
has been one of the most controversial issues.
Exactly. And there's even some debate over whether the overall effect to the fire department is just $7.6 million in cuts. The numbers are confusing, and I don't want to get your readers, give them a headache,
or give your listeners a headache.
But the fire chief contends that, in fact, the cut is more than $7.5 million or $7.6 million, and that, in fact, has severe impact on purchase of new equipment, new vehicles, fire hoses, the very things that a fire department has to have. The budget office and I think the city manager's office argue that within an overall department budget of about $100 million, the actual cut is a lot less than $7.6 million, and the fire chief should be able to manage his department with prudent cuts in other areas.
And the city manager had suggested specifically that the fire department eliminate about 100 firefighter positions.
Right, and just to put that in perspective, there are about 900 firefighters. So this is a significant cut, but it's not, you know, half the firefighters. There are disputes over how you could accomplish that. I think the city manager would like the older firefighters maybe to voluntarily retire. He thinks some of this could be achieved through attrition. I think the younger firefighters are worried that, in fact, they will be the casualties of this cut and that many of them will lose their jobs. There's just a lot of anxiety. And as I said, there are also closed negotiations going on. We are not privy to them, and so we don't know exactly what's being discussed. But there's an effort to avoid those layoffs by asking the firefighters to give back some of the raises that they had earlier been promised. Whether those negotiations will be fully finished by the time the council has to adopt a budget at the end of this month, I don't know whether those details will all be worked out, but it's possible for them to adopt a budget that allows for continuing negotiations with the labor union.
Is there a real danger that we could see a decrease in the services and effectiveness of the fire department if they go through and have to make these cuts?
The fire chief warns that that's a real possibility. Other people say that there are many fire departments in this country that operate effectively with less money per firefighter, less money per capita. We've had a pretty robustly funded fire department for a number of years. The mayor pointed out that since 2000, the city has had about 600 employees cut from non-public safety departments. And meanwhile, the public safety offices, specifically fire and police, and primarily fire, have seen their ranks increased by hundreds of employees. So the management, the city manager, many of the city council members, I think, feel that our department can operate effectively with less funding. It can operate with fewer firefighters. There are other council members and the fire chief who are very concerned about that. You know, we have a huge city. We have a lot of land to cover, and the fire stations are pretty disparately located, and I think they fear that cuts could impact response times. And if you're the person having a heart attack and the fire truck and the ambulance get to you later than they normally would, I'm sure that would be a big concern. I think everybody's hope is that there will be an accommodation reached, that the city will not have to make this level of cuts. But in order for that to happen, it's likely going to require the firefighters to accept a lower raise or even no raise this year.
And between those proposed cuts to the fire department and the idea of bringing the police into the city's health insurance plan, have relations between the mayor and the police and fire departments become really strained?
I think the relationship with the fire chief has become somewhat strained. I think on the police side, we have a new police chief. I think the mayor and the police chief are working well together. When the police chief spoke to the city council about the budget, he was pretty conciliatory. He said, we're all in this together. We need to work productively and cooperatively together. So I think there's a real hope that on the police side, there will be an accommodation. I don't yet think that the police board has signed off on the police joining the city's health insurance plan. Until that happens, the city manager is kind of putting a hammer over the police department budget by saying, I will give you $5 million for raises, but only if you join with our health insurance plan.
Now, moving to another area, what has happened to the proposed $5 million in cuts to the Parks Department?
Those are still in place, as far as I know, and the Parks Board is not at all happy about that. They made an impassioned appeal to the council to restore some of that money, perhaps not all of that money. The Park Department would argue that in the last 5 years of this crushing recession, police and fire have pretty much been held harmless while they have absorbed devastating cuts over the years. And they said that if they had to absorb another $5 million cut this year, Landscaping would be devastated. Tree trimming would be devastated. It might affect the Parks Department's ability to remove snow on the boulevards and parkways. It would affect the community centers and definitely park maintenance. One argument that the park board made to the council was that we've got the All-Star Game coming in July, and they would like to show off our park system to the rest of the world and the country as a jewel in this city's crown, and they're afraid that the parks will not be looking their best if they have to absorb this level of cuts.
Any chance for changes there between now and when the budget is signed at the end of the month?
Some council members have said that if the city finds any new money or if it does get concessions on wages from the labor unions, that rather than restoring that funding to the fire department, they'd like to see some of it go back to parks and indeed some of it go to street maintenance, because the street maintenance budget is also cut by, I believe, more than $2 million. And that's on top of cuts that have already occurred in recent years. Street maintenance continues to be one of the top priorities for citizens in citizen satisfaction surveys. That's an area where citizens really want more funding, and some council members would like to restore that funding if they do get some concessions on the wages. All of this is still up in the air. As far as I know, that money has not yet been restored to parks and has not yet been restored to street maintenance. And if the budget is adopted as the city manager recommended it, citizens will definitely see a difference this year.
And you're saying that would be in parks and in street maintenance?
Sure. Now, one shining light on all of this is the fact that the city has not had to spend a whole lot of money on snow removal. But a lot of those purchases were already made. They've already purchased the salt. They've purchased some of the equipment. So that money is already out the door. However, the money that would have been spent on labor and on the cost of overtime in the event of a bad blizzard, I think that can be rolled over. It may very well just be rolled over to next year's snow removal budget. One other thing that's probably important to a lot of people is the water department budget. This new budget that's planned continues to the trend of water and sewer rate increases. And as I'm sure you've reported before, the city has underway a massive sewer overhaul to comply with environmental regulations. And we know we have a serious problem with our water lines and a record number of water main breaks. So for that, the water department is proposing an overall 14% increase in water and sewer rates. It's likely to raise the average customer bill from about $65 a month to $74 a month. And there are already people who are having problems paying their water bills now, let alone with another big increase.
What about some of the mayor's other smaller budget requests that he made in his budget letter, like having a chief innovation officer and some of the youth programs and third grade reading readiness programs?
Yes, he did request some very modest increases. And to be honest, the city council has not yet said they are going to grant those. This is normally the time when the mayor and the council start to have really hot and heavy discussions, the last few weeks before the budget is adopted. And I'm sure that there will be major negotiations going on between the mayor's office and the council members to try to get support for those initiatives. These are key parts of the mayor's effort. He wants to boost efficiency. He wants to support the schools. You know, he wants to support innovation and small business, and I think he feels he needs some modest revisions to the city manager's budget recommendation to get those programs going. But as I said, the city council has not yet said they are going to honor those requests.
Busy couple of weeks for you, huh?
It will be, and we'll continue to follow this, as I'm sure you will.
Well, Lynn Horsley is City Hall reporter for the Kansas City Star. Thank you so much for your time.
Sure.